Authentic, real English. From bbclearningenglish.com.
欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学制作的地道英语。大家好，我是冯菲菲。
And me, Rob. Hello. So, Fei Fei, have you heard the news?
The news? What news?
We're all going to get a big pay rise.
我们要涨工资? But Rob, are you sure? I haven't heard anyone else talk about it.
Yes, yes, I'm sure. Look at this leaflet. It says it just there in black and white.
In black and white? 黑白?这明明是彩色的 but it's in color. Look, it says 10% in red letters.
Oh, I don't mean it's printed in black and white. If someone says it's in black and white, they mean it's official. It's been printed or written down. So there's no dispute.
In black and white 就是我们常说的白纸黑字，用来形容一件事情或一项决定被正式的记录下来，已被认可或已成定局。哎，这么说，涨工资的事儿是真的了。So you're saying it's not gossip, it's true?
Yes, yes, I have proof on this piece of paper.
Okay, let me read it while we hear some more examples of this phrase.
I have it here, in black and white. I've got the job.
I'm not going to start celebrating until I've seen the deal in black and white.
We didn't believe the bank's offer of a loan until we saw it in black and white.
当一件事情被清清楚楚地用白纸黑字记录下来成为事实后，我们就可以说这件事情 in black and white. But why in black and white and not in red and blue, for example?
Well, it comes from the early days of printing, when news and information was printed in black ink on white paper.Once something was printed, it was official.
Okay, but hold on, Rob. I read this leaflet, and it doesn't say we're getting a 10% pay rise. 这张海报上没说我们工资会涨 10%. 他说我们的工资应该涨 10%. It just says we deserve a 10% pay rise. So, no pay rise for us, Rob.
What? Are you sure?
Yes, look. It says it there at the top.In black and white.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It just shows you, even if something is in black and white, you need to be able to read first.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Authentic, real English. From the BBC.